other experiences also may drop off, which are not helpful in the solution.
Why? There are so many experiences which are going on. The essential experience is only this. The art and science by which you are able to effect the consent of the body, life and mind to fall in line with the design of the soul, that is the real experience. It is by that that you grow, really. The growth of the individual lies in this. That is why we say that what is important is self-control and self-knowledge. These two things are regarded to be very important in the growth. To the self-control means how far the body, life and mind can be controlled so that they don't go haywire according to their own desire, and the soul is able to effectuate its own will upon the soul, body, life and mind. If you can learn this art, if this is done, then that is the most important thing.
That means that the unconscious or at levels which are not, which we are not aware of, that thing is there which is helping us all the time to think that we are here only for evolution.
Unconscious has two meanings here. Unconscious may be subconscious or maybe even superconscious. About both of which you are unconscious.
Unconscious is the repository of all knowledge.
Pardon?
Unconscious has, you know, past, present and future all
inside. So yes, therefore I spoke of two levels. It is consists of the subconscious and the superconscious. Memories of the past are all thrown down into the subconscious. But there is another knowledge of which you speak just now, which inwardly knows what exactly is to be drawn
general,
out.
Yes, general, like we take to any austerity or
yes.
any self-control, that yes. means it's inherent in us that we know that we have a purpose which you are mentioning of evolution, so we take to this.
Yes, you might say there is an inherent knowledge within us of which we are not aware, therefore we call it unconscious. There is an inherent knowledge in us that the most important thing for us is the experience of self-control, self-mastery. And as a result of which to know what is the self itself. So, that is why what is important is not the memory of so many details of things, but this experience of how you control the body, how you control the life, how you control the mind. In the example of Valmiki now, it is this experience that he got by means of which he could liberate himself from all the anxiety about the family and about the kind of activities he was engaged in. There was a realization which enabled him to overcome the attachments in which he was engrossed. And he became free from that and he began to pursue what he felt was the right thing to do.
What would you say is self-knowledge?
Now self-knowledge is threefold knowledge. The knowledge of the soul, which is growing all the time through births after birth. Second is the knowledge of that of which the soul is a delegate, which is called in Indian terminology Jivatman. And third is the Supreme Self, which is universal and which is transcendental. Transcendental and universal self, the knowledge of that is a self-knowledge. The knowledge of the Jivatman, which is a portion of this transcendental universal self, is a second self-knowledge. And third is a delegate of this Jivatman, which is in our body and which grows. It is the soul of which I spoke just now. The knowledge of the soul, what is its nature, is also the self-knowledge. So self-knowledge is triple knowledge. The knowledge of the soul, the knowledge of the individual self or the Jivatman, and the knowledge of the Supreme Self, the what is called Brahman or Atman in our Indian psychology. So Atman, Jivatman and Chaitya Purusha. These are the three aspects of the self of which we speak of when we speak of self-knowledge. Actually, your questions are very directly relevant to what we are going to discuss now, because in fact I was going to start my talk with this description of the what Sri Aurobindo calls the psychological ignorance and the constitutional ignorance. These are the two ignorances. There are sevenfold ignorance according to Sri Aurobindo. If you count our ignorance completely, the total picture of our ignorance is sevenfold ignorance. That we shall take up later on, but the two of these elements which are directly relevant to our present purpose is what is called psychological ignorance and constitutional ignorance.